This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
9:10 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening. Get
it, get.
For your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
Thursday morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard. It's an exciting Thursday because we have things to talk about. On the other hand, I don't know anything about those things, so that's going to make for an awkward program. But the Junkies don't either. They got John Fanta on. I thought that was a tremendous move by them. The Wizards now have a lot of second-round draft picks. What are they going to do with them? Probably take guys you've never heard of to play in roles that don't move the team forward. But next year apparently is the year in the NBA draft. We'll get into that later in the program. We have a loaded Thursday show for you. Thursday's when all our rowdy friends drop by for Thursday morning. Gary Hess is here in 12 minutes. Parney at 11 o'clock. And Lane Casadante, sports director, CBS 6, swings by at 10:30. Should be a fun radio program. All right, I want to start VCU, though. VCU basketball had a big day yesterday, and we're going to file this. We wasted our Zach Joachim appearance. Zach was on the show yesterday, and I need him now. I'm not going to wake him up 2 days in a row, but he's written about this. There's a big national thing. VCU got, and the records are kind of murky on this because there's a lot of people who do rankings. This could be the highest-ranked recruit to ever sign with VCU basketball, right? So that's a big deal. Jamie Shaw works for On3 Recruiting Service. So I'm going to let him explain here about Sammy Jackson. He's our new VCU Ram. Here's what we like about him.
Sammy Jackson chose VCU over a final group that also included Texas and Indiana. Jackson is a top 75 ranked recruit across the industry, a 6'6" guard averaging 10 points and 4 over assists. On Nike's EYBL circuit with Team Final this summer out of Philadelphia, he is a unique player, able to do multiple things in the half court, and his ability to quickly process and make a read with the ball in his hands. You can line him up in multiple spots, multiple positions, and you can run some offense through him with his ability to pass and move the ball around. This is a huge win for VCU.
That's a huge win for VCU. Sammy Jackson picked us over Texas and Indiana. If I don't know anything else, I'm going to nod my head at that. That's pretty good. 6'6 guard, that's pretty good. Congrats to the Rams. That was Jamie Shaw of On3 from the waiting area to have his table called at a Chili's there, weighing in on new VCU. Okay, I'm making that part up, but it sounded like it. Congrats to the Rams, who have assembled a nice little roster here, have some height, have some size, have a little bit of depth. I think this is, we're just giving you the warning ahead of the warning. We're going to get excited about this when it's time to get excited about this. Not, that's not now. Today's June 26th. I'm leaving for 3 weeks of vacation once we're done with tomorrow's show. So we're not getting excited now. But I'm letting you know, we're getting excited later. We're getting excited about how this VCU team looks. And this is the formula. And Phil Martelli Jr., of course, knows how to assemble a team. He doesn't need me to say it out loud for him. This is the new way to do it as a mid-major. You're going to get freshman players who are too talented to play for your school, but maybe not talented enough to get minutes in the Big Ten. You know, Texas coming calling, right? Maybe he was going to play 5-10 minutes a game this year at Texas, and instead, we're the farm team. Play 36 minutes a game here at VCU. Come dominate. And everybody knows the deal. Everybody knows how the portal works. If this goes right, he won't be here next year or in 2 years or whenever he bounces. We just got to make peace with that. It's a winning outcome. If he comes here, dominates, leaves for Texas, leaves for Indiana, we got to make peace with that as a winning outcome for VCU basketball. And you do it again. So you get talented young players on the come up. You know, we're the AAA team or the AA team, whatever we are. And then you add in some veteran depth, some guys from the portal who are juniors and seniors who have come up from stops lower than VCU, your Norfolk States, with Phil Russell last year, UT Arlington, or guys who are coming down from major programs who want to take a more of a leadership role, your Zeb Jacksons. You need the mix. You need the young guys who have loads of talent and are on their way up. You need the older guys who are playing out their college basketball career. And for a lot of them, we'll just call this what it is in the new era. This is the most money they will ever make in a year, probably in their lives. Their year playing basketball at VCU after getting poached from a Power 5 school. And VCU spent $5 million on their basketball team this year. It's a lot of per player money. I mean, that's $500,000 a year. What's the NCAA commercial? A lot of these guys will go pro in something other than sports. That's a lot of guys on the VCU team. I go pro in something other than sports. That's not what I do with my life. I've never made $500,000 in a year. For a lot of these guys, this is a chance to set themselves up, to set their families up, and to be ready for the rest of their lives. And VCU is going to offer that opportunity, and they're going to be ready for that. Stub, we got to do a Flying Squirrels update. You did the game yesterday. They won.
They did win.
The Flying Squirrels were the winners yesterday. We love to see it. Squirrels now 1-1 in the second half of the season. They are exactly where they need to be. They're in striking distance of first. They're one game out of first.
Right.
One game out of first.
Is that a half a game back, or is that one game back?
Well, 2-0, you're
okay,
one game back.
2-0.
If a team is 1-0 and rained out yesterday, there would be a half game back of the team that's 1-0. Because okay, the half is they could lose. Yeah. But we know the Squirrels won. That's a fact. In the heat, perhaps that's the secret to success. We need to schedule all the games as nooners.
Because they're used to that Richmond weather.
It just, we're used to it.
Yeah.
The soft Philadelphians came down from Reading, didn't know what to do with it.
Unprepared.
Totally caught off guard.
I do know our starting pitcher was pulled midway through the second inning.
He got hot. Well, you know, what are you going to do about it? Dennis Pelfrey lasted all nine innings.
Managed
his way to a big win. Squirrels back tonight. Today, after we're done here, I'm going up to D.C. I'm going to do the thing I said I wasn't going to do. I'm going to go to the Club World Cup. I got the hook, free tickets to the Club World Cup. And you had me at free. So I'm a free guy. So I'm going to go check it out. We've got the national champions of Morocco against the national champions of the United Arab Emirates today in D.C.
Well, hey, those are national champions.
And both presumably built for this heat.
That's good. Yeah.
Not going to phase them one bit. They're ready. This is not like we can't have, you know.
It's probably a bit chilly to them.
We can't have Swedish champs playing today in D.C. in the middle of the day. So I will report back tomorrow on how the Club World Cup went. Because that's, I mean, a lot of people are saying it's the next, it's basically the 7-Up light of World Cups. Next year, when everybody's losing their mind over the World Cup, I'm like, hey, I think I went to that last year. It was fine.
I think United Arab Emirates were the winner?
It's not the team with Ronaldo. That was the first thing I checked. Team that bought Ronaldo? No, it's not the team that bought Ronaldo. So I've heard of zero of the players on either of these teams. We may play that game. We do the NBA game where I see if I can name the players. We'll play with AWOD. We'll see if he can name any of the players on either of these teams that are playing today. Maybe he can get me hyped up.
Yeah.
He's not going to get me hyped up. It's a three-game group play series. Both of these teams have played their first two. It's the third game. They've both lost their first two. So they are both mathematically eliminated entering today's game.
So it's a pride game?
A lot on the line here. We need to figure out which country is better at soccer, Morocco or the United Arab Emirates.
We need to figure out what food MP's going to eat.
I love Moroccan food, but that seems like not a stadium food,
no,
for sure.
Do they theme it to the countries that come in?
I can't imagine they do. It's got to be hot dogs and chicken fingers, right? Yeah. Moroccan food's where you eat with your hands. With the spongy bread and the meats and things.
I'll take your word for it.
It's very good. If you ever get the chance, Moroccan, very good. I could not identify. I mean, I assume we're doing some kind of halal situation, like a falafel in the United Arab Emirates.
I like those.
I'm not a falafel guy.
Really?
Yeah. I don't mind hummus. Like, I'll do hummus. Oh, but, yeah. Like, I want to limit the amount of chickpea I'm eating in my...
That's protein. That's easy protein. That's true.
It's so true. That and tofu are kind of the go-to proteins for the non-meat eating crowd. Yeah, absolutely.
Chickpea is way better.
And we got to get into this movie thing because the New York Times, kudos to them. They've made this go viral.
Yeah.
You're picking your top 10 movies of the 21st century. So movies released
since 2000. The last 25 years.
Great bit, obviously.
Great bit.
And you've made your selections.
I have.
And I'm excited. Not now.
Not now.
11:30. Later. Not now. Later. We're going to have movie talk with Stubb. It's not Netflix because another show has a copyright on that, but we'll figure out a name for it between now and then. Gary Hess on the other side. We're off and running. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Checking in with our friend Lane Castadani. He's the sports director at CBS6 and I believe was part of the behind-the-scenes tour at CarMax Park. Lane, good morning. Do I have that correct?
Yes, I was over there yesterday morning.
Give us the scoop here. What's going on at CarMax Park?
Well, it's tangible now, right? I was joking with your former colleague John O'Connor that he and I are both still skeptical, even though it's risen up out of the ground. I think maybe the third week of games in next season we might start to believe it's actually true and going to be happening. But the folks with Gilbane and the folks with the Squirrels, Gilbane is the company that's building the whole complex there. They're just the concrete and the structure and the roof was all, you know, once that is up, everybody sees that, and it's real tangible visual evidence of what's going on there. We got to walk around. The concourse is going to be twice as wide as what's at the Diamond right now. There will be there won't be an upper deck, so you just walk in and there's only, you know, one level of seats, and it's all going down towards the field. So everybody's going to be much closer to the action. There will be 2,000 more permanent seats than there are right now in the what's called the lower bowl of the Diamond. And then, you know, there'll be outfield bleachers, and there will be special sections near home plate and the visitor's dugout, and there'll be, you know, a beer garden, and all the things that people have come to enjoy at the Diamond will be at the new stadium as well, just enhanced, updated, and a little more modern.
You've seen the evolution of this, as I have over the last two decades. People don't want seats anymore at baseball games as much as they do. They want to move around. They want to go to the beer garden. They want to sit in the outfield, catch a home run ball, hang out. And it looks like there's a lot of good space to do. It's you know, when the Diamond opened, I don't think they conceptualized of a day where everybody would come there to eat dinner, to walk around, to socialize. You were there to watch baseball. That's not really what it is anymore.
And the Diamond was thrown together inside of 6 months, too. This is going to take three times as long, so they're putting far more thought and effort and detail into this than was put in. I wasn't here when the Diamond was built, and I know you weren't either, but you know, that was kind of thrown up quickly because they wanted something more permanent, and it was state-of-the-art in its day. But the best line about the Diamond, and I don't even remember where I heard it the first time, but the only thing that's ever caught a home run at the Diamond is a windshield. And now you'll be able to see the game from 360 degrees, and nobody's ever been able to do that here before. I've only seen photos of Parker Field, so maybe people could wander around outside the outfield fence at Parker Field, but it wasn't like a designated seating area like there will be here. Plus, you know, the scoreboard is going to be, and they don't even call it scoreboard anymore, obviously. It's video board now, 32 feet high by 115 feet wide. And with all the other, they will have ribbon boards like they do at the Siegel Center and JPJ. And there will be other LED displays in the outfield, and they are thinking it's combined going to be the largest LED display of any minor league park in the country.
That's get that Lane Casadana ad up there in high def at the new CarMax Park. I like it. It's going to be a good show. I think we're all looking forward to it. And to your point as well, it's the 360. It's the being able to go into the outfield. It's all those little things. And on the odds board, you and Josie can be as skeptical as you want, because I join you in that club. But I think we're going to beat the Commanders to the finish line.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, let's hope so. If this is a drag race between those two, then we're all in a lot of trouble. But the other thing that fans who have gone to games at the Diamond and lamented before will really appreciate, the seats are going to be a little bit wider, and there will be more than double the points of sale for concessions. And everyone has a, you know, when you go to the Diamond and it's, you know, a sold out game and it's a great atmosphere and everybody loves being there, but you don't love waiting an hour in line to get a beer.
Yep.
That won't happen anymore. They're going to try to severely cut that down and be able to, you know, have multiple points of sale so that wherever you go, you know, you'll have an opportunity to pick up whatever it is that you want, plus not miss any of the action. You can turn around and see the field. You can't do that right now with all the concrete that's at the Diamond. If you go to the bathroom, you're going to miss two or three innings worth of whatever. That won't happen in the new place. So it's far more fan-friendly. And far more about the actual experience of being there, from, you know, triple the vantage points and areas that they can do now.
I'll start saving my beer pennies now. He's Lane Casadante, CBS 6 sports director. Gary Hess was in here earlier, Lane, and he's starting to plot out his schedule for the high school football season, because I know, you know, once we blink, we'll be looking at that. I said, I don't get a vote in the 910 CBS 6 poll, nor do I want one, because I'm not knowledgeable enough. But I think you got to put Verina on that top spot when we get rolling.
Well, they made it the furthest. They and Benedictine, the only state champ that we had in the area last year. And it, usually what we like to do is Sean Robertson and I will get out to every program in the area. And that's where you get a chance to talk to the coaches, you know, who you got back, who did you bring in, you know, what are you looking at? What are you looking at for this year? And the coaches will be very honest with you. Maybe not on camera, but off camera, they'll be very honest with you. And they will tell you their shortcomings, and they will tell you what they think their strengths are and what they are working on in camp. And it gives you a little bit better idea of the guys that expect success and the guys that are hoping for it. And those are the programs that, you know, tend to rise towards the top. And sometimes there's a surprise. But usually the coaches know, and they will tell you if they've seen other schools. I'm like, who are you looking out for this year? Oh, you got to watch them. You got to watch this one. And they'll tell you things that maybe, you know, the average fan or even us media knuckleheads wouldn't get to see. So, yeah, you know, the usual characters are probably going to be there, but I think there might be one or two surprises this year also.
We love that. We love love high school football season. It'll be right around the corner. I'm taking off the next 3 weeks after this. We'll reemerge. I know that's a stunner to you.
Man,
that I'll take time off of this
Lord,
radio program.
I need your deal. Can you like negotiate my next contract?
Miss my
really
true
need,
calling
gotta,
as a media
I
agent.
I gotta get this MP deal. Man.
Well, when we come back, it'll be Commanders training camp. We'll be out in the heat, sweating our butts off. Is this the most anticipated Commanders season since? And I'm even going to say 1992, coming off the Super Bowl. It just feels like there's a lot of hype here.
Well, I think it's going to be the most anticipated in a positive way. I think a lot of people have, and you know, honestly, last year when you had a new coach and you had a new owner, and everybody was cautiously and anticipating the season because you didn't know what you were going to get. Now, you know, now the anticipation is, can they do it again? And now the anticipation is the chess game between Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury and all the defenses that are going to be on their schedule this year, because NFL defenses will catch you. They catch up to everybody. They caught up to Michael Vick. They will catch up to Jaden Daniels, and how he and Kingsbury and the offensive staff counter that is going to be very, very interesting this year. You do a lot of growing pains in your second year. And Jaden Daniels opened a lot of eyes last year and did a lot of fantastic things, but now everybody's got a year's worth of film on him. So how they counter what they are expecting people to adjust is going to be fascinating. That's what I'm most interested in seeing this year, is how he adjusts to the way people adjust to playing him.
It's going to be a ton of fun, because I think we all, with RG3, there was that realization that was the training camp in Richmond. You remember that? I remember that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
The dueling press conferences, the slow realization, like this was a one year. This was a 1 year thing. This is not
all in for week one.
That one, yes.
But the dysfunction just oozes back just thinking about all of that. I remember you and I and a couple other people in that room would just look at each other and say, did we really just hear that? Yeah, okay, this is happening. All right, whatever.
Total all-timer. We at least don't have that this time around. So there's reason for hope, which we love. Lane, what we got cooking on CBS 6 here this weekend?
Well, this is the slow time of the year for us, hence 3 weeks off for some of our other media brethren, which, you know. But there's always little things that happen here and there. We're getting ready for training camp also. But honestly, this is the time of year. We kid MP about his vacation schedule, but this is the only time of the year we really get to take it. So we're just getting to the end of each day at this point and planning for the fall. You mentioned high school football. We've already got our cheerleader schedule lined up for Final Score Friday, because I have to do that before everybody gets out of school, because you never catch up with anybody over the summer.
That's the truth. WTVR.com, CBS6, Lane's story about CarMax Park is up right now. You can go read that. Lane, enjoy your summer downtime. I will think of you while I'm drinking a drink with an umbrella in it, and I will look forward to seeing you at training camp.
I can't ask for anything more. Thank you for having me. Have a great vacation, everyone.
Thank you. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Rich Herrera was in here on Tuesday doing a segment with us.
The fajita.
The big fajita. And at the end of the segment, he goes, man, we didn't really talk about sports at all. We didn't go anywhere with that. And I said, welcome to the program. It's great to have you.
Sports creeps in every now and then, but, you know, yeah, you just never know.
We're not anti-sports.
No.
We're pro-sports. He's Gary Hess. He comes by on Thursdays. We have fun. He's the sports director here at 910.
You
the
think
fan.
We have fun, you should listen to the segments off the air.
Those are fun, too. They're all good fun. It's so funny we're talking about this NFL collusion thing.
Right.
And part of it is like the league doesn't want this out there. But the part of the reason the league doesn't want it out there is it's just a bunch of texts of people talking bad about other people in the NFL. It's not incriminating. It's just petty gossip.
Anybody who thinks that's a new development is I got some oceanfront property somewhere in the middle of the country, in your backyard in Kansas,
where I'm headed next week. That's every workplace in America,
right?
Yeah, there's no workplace in America where that doesn't take place.
This one included.
very aware of that. We've been doing a little VCU basketball this week, and it's so funny to me because Armando Bacot's little brother is now like the hot thing on the circuit, and he's being recruited, and VCU's offered him. Armando Bacot, do you remember he did an interview, and he said he made $1 million playing college basketball, and everybody was like, oh! Like, it was true. It was a stunning number. It was like, oh my gosh, what is happening here? And now VCU is going to pay $5 million for an A-10 basketball team this year. Like, this happened really fast, Gary.
Yeah, and it's and now, you know, it's like every season ticket holder at every school that is in Division I is getting those emails about the new seat licenses and the the collectives, and we need to do this and we need to adjust that, and if you want to keep those seats, here's the nut that you're going to need to provide so we can continue to keep our college athletes in the lifestyle to which they've become accustomed.
It's the Spirit Airlines model now in college athletics. We came to the game. You want armrest on your seat? Do you want a drink? What do you want? We're going to charge you for it. Right. Do you want to watch the second half? Oh, you'll have to pay the second half.
You want a seat belt? That'll be $79.
You want to breathe? I'm on American Airlines next week.
Okay.
Going back to Wichita.
Okay.
I'm just going to say this on the radio, and they'll play this when I die a fiery death, and everybody will laugh at it.
Okay.
The plane that crashed was the Wichita to D.C. flight.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and so that's the one. Now, I'll say this. I don't think we're on that plane. I don't think that's the one we're going to fly on next
week.
Don't
think so either.
No, but it's very cheap. It's a very cheap flight right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel good about this.
Good seats still available.
Good seats very much still available. I can't have this discussion with AWOD.
Right.
Yeah, we can't. We can't talk about this.
Okay.
Because it freaks him out.
Right.
But I'm good with it.
I am too. Of course I'm good with it. I'm not flying anywhere. At least not this week.
You're all your spots are driving distance. You've really crafted a nice driving distance
Except
life for yourself.
The only one is when we go see my son who lives in the DFW in Texas.
You got to fly to that one.
And at least it's nonstop from Richmond.
It is. Yeah.
Nonstop Richmond to DFW. We will. And by the way, the last time we went is the first time in my life I ever got upgraded and got to fly first class.
Ooh. And?
Swanky.
And your thoughts?
My thoughts is once you fly first class, there's no going back.
Although
there will be I'm not made of money. But it was like I got a notification on the app, and I would tell you what airlines, but I don't remember.
American, you're flying to Dallas.
Okay, yeah. You're probably right. And it basically said, hey, we'd like to upgrade you. It was like $25 a ticket.
Yeah.
We were like, okay.
That's worth it.
Yes. I'll spend that $50 every time.
Now, I, during the pandemic year, kept covering the Washington football team at that point.
Right.
I was covering the football team. And the NFL kept moving. Society stopped. The NFL kept moving.
Right.
And so every week, you know, every other week, I would go to an empty airport and fly in an empty plane to an empty city to watch football in an empty stadium. Let me tell you, I flew first class that entire year because everybody's flying first class. Now, they didn't...
All six people on the plane.
Right. They didn't do, like, the Broadway show and the four-course meal up there because it was a pandemic. You know, keep your mask on, sit down, shut up, that kind of thing. But it was very nice. And then the pandemic ended and people like got back to their lives. It's like, I'm sitting where? I'm in what row? Excuse me.
What, 27B?
That doesn't sound like my seat. No. Absolutely not.
Yeah. So it was a taste of how the other half lives, and Linda and I both enjoyed it very much. Yeah,
Awan says we're going to Green Bay for the Packers game this year, the Thursday nighter, which makes a ton of sense because we can do live radio before and after the game,
right?
Unlike the Sundays where we don't work on Sundays.
Okay.
We're like Chick-fil-A. We don't work on Sundays.
Right.
We also don't work on Saturdays. Well, he works on Saturdays, but I don't.
Right.
So he's more like...
And Chick-fil-A does.
Yeah, he's more like Chick-fil-A than I am in this example, right. I guess. But that he's about to learn how tiny a plane can get.
Yeah.
That one that goes to Green Bay.
Right.
That's a fun show.
Yes.
There is no first class on that plane.
No.
Gary Hess joins us, as he does on Thursdays.
You talk about tiny planes. I may have told you this. My daughter and my mom went to Germany when my daughter was like 10.
Okay.
And we dropped them off at Dulles. And they were flying Dulles to Philly and Philly to Frankfurt. And people asked me later if I was worried about my mom, my daughter being, you know, in a 767 flying over the Atlantic. And I was not. I was like, no. Once they landed in Philadelphia in that twin propeller plane, they took off in from D.C.
That's the one that'll get you.
I watched it. It sounded like a World War II dive bomber. I'm like, once I heard they had landed in Philadelphia, I was like, okay, I can breathe now.
When the pilot has to go out and start it with the crank knob, that's when you pull it twice. All right, we got it. We're good. We can fly now.
We can go now. Oh, my God. We would serve beverages, but they wouldn't stay in the cup. So anyway,
this is our last chat before Commander's training camp in July when we bring this show back from vacation.
Right.
What are you excited about in sports or in life between now and then?
Between now and then?
Well, yeah, because anything happening after that we'll cover in future segments.
In future segments. I am excited about between now and then. I'll make it local. Between now and then, Coach Chris and I will have our annual happy hour, dinner, brunch, beverages, whatever, where we peruse the schedule and make the first 3 weeks of the season. And, you know, I'm starting to get a feel for I've kind of texted or spoken with all the new coaches that have been put in place and kind of gotten a feel for the high school transfer portal and how that's resulted. And starting to see some schedules. I got to finish a gathering schedule, see who's going to be the bane of my existence and play on Thursday nights instead of Friday nights, and then start kind of mapping out the season. And so that's going to happen between now and when we reconvene.
Man, I'm excited. I love a good schedule, and we got some good ones this year. You're gonna have your choice of some winners.
We do, and I'm going to be interested to see how the preseason poll shakes out. Once we collaborate again with our pals over at CBS 6.
I don't have a vote. You do have a vote.
I do.
On my non-vote, I'm going Verina 1.
Verina, I think, is... I often subscribe to the Ric Flair philosophy.
Well, you're on top until somebody dethrones
you. To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Yeah.
And so, I think they were the top dog last year at the end. They were the ones that played for the state championship. And so I would lean in that direction. Plus, I think they did pretty well in the portal.
Well, you know who's doing well in the portal? Petersburg basketball.
Yes.
They're doing better.
This is my shocked face.
Nobody having a better offseason than Petersburg basketball.
No, that is a fact. That is a fact.
So. Gary, thank you for dropping by.
Always a pleasure.
Have a great July.
You do the same.
We'll catch you at the end of the month.
We'll see you in a few weeks.
And you can catch him on News Radio 1140 WRVA in the mornings delivering Richmond's morning news. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, or worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Programming reminder, won't be with you for the next 3 weeks while we take a little summer vacation. Then we'll get back after it, and we'll be live from Washington Commanders training camp. Always look forward to that as we turn the corner to a new year, a new season. But first, a few minutes with a friend, Parney from the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Parney Time podcast. And you now see his face next to Busch Light at several area convenience stores when he's not actually standing next to a Busch Light. Parney, good morning. What's up?
MP, what's up, man? Busy morning already. But worse, I know you're a dude, right?
I am.
You're rushing out of the house, the dog pees on the floor. You're like, damn, okay? So you got to clean that up. You clean it up. You're rushing out. You throw the thing in the toilet. You flush the toilet. And then the horror happens where the water gets closer and closer to the top of the rim of the toilet bowl, right? Right? You just start praying to Jesus that he's going to stop the toilet
from
going over.
Stop. Please stop.
And then you randomly grab the toilet plunger and start proceeding CPR on the toilet in the hopes of it not running over because you're already late. You already told Benny Rotrock you're going to be at the ballpark for some meetings about Carmack's Park. And you got to be on with your buddy MP, and the dog peed on the floor. So Malibu, bad dog.
That's like the worst Price is Right game of all time. The water's inching up. Don't go over. It's a brace the clock situation. Did you win?
My favorite. Yeah, I won. I won this game. I'm 1-0 on that.
We'll get you to the Plinko board next.
My favorite Price is Right game was the one where the little prospector went up the mountain.
That's absolutely a top three Price is Right game. Plinko, yeah. Untouchable as well.
Right.
There's some good Price is Right games.
Yeah. So it's been a busy one. We played a baseball game on the surface of the freaking sun yesterday.
And won.
Pelf's got the guys at 1-1 for the second half. I think it's going to be a really interesting second half for the Squirrels. Obviously, off the field, we'll be making history really with every game. I mean, it's already starting MP when, you know, I bump into people at the grocery store. I was in the airport. Oh, we got to talk about the College World Series. And people are like, hey, I got to get to one more game before the diamond closes. And that's where we're getting to be. And it's really fun to still be a part of the Squirrels doing all these great things. Carmack's Park got a lot of attention yesterday. Benny Rothrock and Anthony Opperman did a walk around with some media members. It was really cool. I'm going over there tomorrow. Randy Wynn's in town, the VP of player development for the Giants. Kyle Haynes is in town. We got a lot of roving instructors in town. So an exciting week. And Tommy Slater's the hitting coach for the Reading Phillies. I haven't even seen him yet. I want to go over and see Tom, who's a local baseball hero in Richmond. So a lot of fun times, fireworks tonight, Virginia Tech night tonight, and a lot of other promotions. So I know I'm rambling, and I don't want to break the record of you-know-who of talking without you being able to talk, so I'm going to stop now.
The record remains secure. Let's get to the homestand first before we do the College World Series, because we both have a lot to say about that. Longest homestand of the season because they're here through Sunday, Monday off, but then a little three-game action. The July 3rd, fireworks spectacular, but then you can come back on July 4th, enjoy fireworks and entertainment as well. Love how y'all set that up. So this is, if you want to see the Squirrels, this is your longest extended chance of the season to get out there leading into the big July 4th to do.
Yeah, and I know it's hot, but like baseball is meant to be played in the heat, right? So hopefully people get out tonight. A lot of Hokie fans tonight. JMU tomorrow night. JMU fans tomorrow night. I forget exactly. Oh, it's a beer belt giveaway tomorrow. How can I forget that? A beer belt giveaway for adults 21 and over tomorrow night. Saturday will be fireworks, and then Sunday's and the inclusion day for Disability Inclusion Day, which is always an amazing, amazing afternoon at the ballpark. And I encourage everybody to be out. You're right. Monday's an off day, and then fireworks on Tuesday, fireworks Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday fireworks. And I'm really excited. I'm proud of Benny and Oppo and Caroline Phipps Irwin and all the promotions people. you know, we, for the first time ever, MLB does the schedule now, and it's a serious situation where everybody can't get July 4th anymore. And so they took that as an opportunity to have a still have fireworks on July 4th at the Diamond and have some great bands. I've seen Mashup before. They're amazing. So I know Tanya Parnell is excited about going out and seeing some live music. And I was talking to Benny Rocco, I guess, it's kind of a preview of what people are going to be able to see at CarMax Park. There's going to be baseball, certainly, and then there's also going to be, you know, a lot of other events and festivals and concerts and things of that nature. So I would really encourage all of our listeners today to get online, get your tickets for this homestand, and certainly, there's a police officer with his lights on. It's hopefully it's not for Tito the Tahoe, and get tickets to come out to either a Squirrels game this week or next week, or the event on July 4th. I'm really excited about July 4th event. I think people will really have a good time. So please go online and get your tickets for all those events today.
That was a very, very quick reference there. Are you getting pulled over, or are you good?
No, it's not me. We're good.
You. Okay. Well, that we can continue with the segment then. That would be
something for the bingo card. Just never happened in our weekly segment. Parney pulled over by a police officer.
You would go viral. I feel pretty confident about that for sure. Yeah. I'm not sure that's where we want to go with this. I want to talk about the College World Series. So you went out there to go watch Coastal Carolina, who was a buzzsaw, didn't lose in the 4 weeks leading up to this. And then all of a sudden, the ump goes on a power trip. He trips over himself. He gets tossed for calling three bad ball strike calls. I think you know where I stand on this. By the way, our news guy, Rich Herrera, was in here on Tuesday. He goes, "Did you see what happened at the College World Series?" And of course I did. He goes, "Can you believe he disrespected the umpire like that? He can't do that." And I said, "Oh, maybe I didn't see the game you saw."
Rich, well, what were you doing on Sunday afternoon, Rich? I don't understand what he was watching, bro. That's crazy. And I love Rich Herrera. Rich is a great guy.
We both do.
To the team over there. But, yeah, Rich must not have been watching the same thing I was watching. Well, first of all, you're a girl dad. I'm a girl dad. My daughter Sammy, our daughter Sammy, works at Coastal Carolina in alumni relations. She was out there for basically like 8 out of 11 days, pulling events every night, and she invited me to come out and stay with her, go to the final. As a dad, there's nothing better, and I'm so grateful that I was able to do that. I met all of her workers, and just bumped into a bunch of people that I know in the baseball world. Ravi was there. Ryan McGee was there. It was awesome. That first inning, like, I'm not good at watching baseball games live. I'm good at working baseball games. I'm not good at watching baseball games. And Sammy was commenting on that all day. She's like, "Dad, you're fidgety. Dad, just go walk around." It took my breath away what happened in the first inning. Like we talk about all the time. Anthony Opperman and I talk about people having feel. Like, you got to have feel. Feel for the situation. Feel for the moment. Kevin Schnall's done a great job, obviously, at Coastal Carolina. Gilly, who I've been blessed to know for a long time. Gary Gilmore, the legendary coach of Coastal Carolina. And Sean was right. They're not a Cinderella. They're one of the top 10 baseball programs record-wise in the country over the last decade. And for Angel Hernandez Campos, and I get a kick out of the fact that his name is Angel Hernandez.
Isn't that great?
For your baseball fans out there, you know exactly why I'm getting a kick out of that. Angel Hernandez Campos, to have such a quick trigger. I turned to Sammy and I said, "Sammy, in order for him to be ejected, he had to say one of the following words." And to my daughter, I said those words that I cannot say on radio. It had to be one of those words. Other than that, the umpire does not have feel for the situation. And then the first base coach is a longtime assistant. By the way, six out of the six coaches on the Coastal staff, graduates of Coastal Carolina. That's how deep the blood runs down at Coastal Carolina. They're all just, the culture's amazing. He lost control of his feel, and I don't know if it cost Coastal Carolina the game. I thought they came back and played it. They left 13 guys on base or something like that. But for all of you out there listening to MP's show and you've never been to the College World Series, my schedule for the last 36 years did not allow me to do that. It was certainly something I always wanted to do. To do it with my daughter was just an amazing experience. And I can't wait till Coastal goes back again someday. I texted Okie and said, when you go, I'm going with Mississippi State. It's just an amazing experience. If you've never done it, you have to do it. It's an amazing, amazing experience. But I'm sorry, Angel Hernandez Campos. You have to have feel for that situation. He did not curse. Yes, he argued balls and strikes. You're not supposed to do that. But he didn't hear the warning. That place was loud, MP. It was loud. And he didn't hear the warning. So that's how that all happened.
You got a great year, too, because it's a great event. Everybody should go whenever you get the chance to go. The LSU fans are truly next level. Those are some good college baseball fans.
They drank 52,000 shots at Rocco's.
That's a one location.
That's right, right. And purple was everywhere. Of course, it grated on Sammy a little bit because she's a Coastal Carolina person. But and it wasn't just them. It was the people in Omaha that are residents. You know, people were walking up to us. Where are you from? Are you enjoying Omaha? Have you tried this restaurant? And then on Monday, Sammy and I were in an oyster bar, and I get Josh Tutwiler, former assistant from VCU, texts me and says, hey, one of my best friends from high school is sitting across the bar from you and Sammy. And I was like, what? And this guy turns out to be, his name's escaping me right now, I'm sorry, but he lives in Harrisonburg, and he's a Coastal Carolina Baseball Hall of Famer.
Amazing.
Played down at Coastal. So those are the kinds of things that happen there, and I just couldn't encourage our listeners more to go to Omaha for the College World Series. It's just an amazing, amazing experience.
It's so good. Also good, there's your chance to see the Squirrels last year at the Diamond before the new ones opens. Longest home stand of the season. They'll be here through next Thursday, 4th of July Spectacular at the Diamond on Friday, separate ticketed event. They'll entertain you. And we didn't mention Party Time. Party Time, the podcast, rolls on. You got an episode up now. We're taping one tomorrow. It's a lovely radio program.
Yeah, this one was special to me. It's very personal. Steve LaRude, a longtime minor league baseball player, 14 years as a catcher, 31 days in the big leagues. You can figure out what that's like. Crash Davis, Bull Durham. I listened to it this morning on the Peloton, and it literally brought me to tears. You know, when we're taping these shows, sometimes you forget some of the moments, and there towards the end, you weren't on this episode, but this inning, but LaRude's talking about relationships, which is what Party Time's all about, and hopefully our listeners can either go and listen to it anywhere they get their podcast or listen to it on our station 910 The Fan. But basically, Rudy said that when his father passed away is when he met me, and I'm getting emotional just saying it. He told some stories about how conversations that he normally would have had with his dad, he had with me during that time of his life. So that really touched me. And Party Time's really been fun. I'm so grateful to you and to Cheats and, of course, to Joe T, who has a very brief four-word use on that show. It's really been fun to do, and I can't thank you guys enough for being part of the Party Time Pub Club. And looking forward, we have some really good episodes and innings coming up soon. There's one that we're trying to schedule now that's going to be with yet another Hall of Famer. We've had five of our 16 shows now have been with Hall of Famers in their sports, and we're going to add another Hall of Famer here soon. So please listen to it. It's a great episode, great inning, and it really touched me, even though it's my own podcast. But again, I was brought to tears listening to Rudy talk about our relationship today.
It's a great show. It's a great episode. Party Time, everywhere you get your podcast. Flying Squirrels in town through next Thursday, 4th of July Spectacular on Friday. Parney, we are ducking out for a three-week vacation after this because it's the summer and that's what people who don't work in baseball do. But I will look forward to seeing you on the other side.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, as always, MP. And please get those tickets for this homestand. Please get those tickets for the July 4th concert/fireworks show. It's going to be great. And as always, have fun and go nuts.
There he goes. He's Parney. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. We'll be right back. Mike 910 The Fan 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. And continuing our tour through the National Football League, our off-season previews with Griffin the intern. Welcome back. We're five divisions down, three to go. We're gonna blitz through the NFC South here because nobody cares. Sorry, Panthers fans. Nobody cares.
That's a tough division.
You wanna hit this real quick because I'm uninspired.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I actually have a roommate who is a Carolina Panthers fan. So this NFC South, actually, besides the East, was my most watched division.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was rough. but I will say, you know, you got the Tampa Bay Bucks, who probably have the ceiling is to make a playoff push. Like, they have to probably make a playoff, I would say. Atlanta's in this weird rebuilding thing where they got good offensive players and good defensive players, but just can't find their quarterback, which I understand. I know I've been a
We've lived that.
I've been a Washington fan my entire life, so I understand.
And they're not finding the same guy we didn't find.
Exactly.
For several years.
Exactly. That's the problem. It's a big problem. I wasn't really that impressed by Penix when they played us, but I wasn't like, oh, he's terrible.
He was two games in at that point.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give him a chance in a full offseason. I'm hesitant to crown him with any kind of this is a superstar in the making situation.
No, I mean, you have to give him a chance this year. I'm excited to watch him. Carolina Panthers.
Bryce Young.
Yes. I think
we're giving him a chance.
I think his last five games, he was a top 15 quarterback in those last five games.
Yep.
So I like that a lot.
Beware the garbage time all-stars.
Yeah.
They have a way of disappointing you the next year.
Yeah, that's what my friend has told me.
Yeah.
And then the Saints.
Oh. Well, throw in the towel on the Saints.
Let's just not even mention them.
They got their quarterback's money back. That's about all you can say for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, aren't they still in debt?
Yeah.
Like, they're ridiculous.
They're over the cap.
Yeah.
And they're not competitive.
Yeah.
It's a terrible situation to be as a team.
I thought it was bad for Washington, and then I look at the Saints.
I believe the Saints will finish an easy last.
Yep. No matter
how Bryce Young looks this year. Tampa will finish 10-7 and will lose a first round playoff game. It is written as it was, yep. So it will always be.
Yes.
They will finish 10-7 and lose a first round playoff game.
Yes.
The Falcons are the wild card here. Mm-hmm. They've got the talent to win the division. They've also got the intrapersonal conflicts to finish 5-12.
It's kind of like the Commanders, where your ceiling is a playoff, maybe even a playoff run. I mean, the Commanders definitely have a better chance of winning a game in the playoffs than the Falcons do.
Oh, yeah.
But the ceiling, the Falcons have the right players.
No
We're
question.
Finding the right players, but we have the quarterback and they don't have the quarterback. So in a way, like, if these two teams merged, right, you could like think like, this guy is a title contender. This guy, they got everything. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to go with Bucks win the division.
All right.
I'm going to stick with my Carolina Panthers. I like them.
Do it.
I like Bryce Young.
Do it.
I like that wide receiver core too. I think Atlanta's finding themselves. They have a tough third place, and then the Saints. That's the last place team.
I will go Bucks, Falcons, Panthers, Saints. That's a run back of last year's results. It's not that I don't trust the Panthers players. I think they have good talent. They have bad ownership, and we've lived that too.
Yes.
And you know,
yes,
nothing sinks a ship faster than bad ownership.
Oh, trust me. If there's one thing I've learned in all my teams, even my Manchester United soccer team, yeah, listen, and you know who the Manchester United owners are?
Jay Glazer, is that?
Yep.
Are we long gone? Okay,
the Glazers,
the Bucks,
and they
yeah
are owners of the Bucks. So I'm like, hey, you're over here winning games and going to the playoffs every year. How about we do the same thing over across the sea, across the pond?
The Cons have that problem, too, with the Jaguars.
Yep.
Because isn't Fulham in the Premier League?
Yep.
Yeah, so...
And it's like, I don't understand.
A little too much attention.
Yeah,
I just want them gone.
I want them gone. But anyways, that's not important right now.
All right, that gives us time to do the NFC West here,
yeah,
which will get us to division number 7. And there's much more to talk about here. Because you've got, I loved the McDonald hiring in Seattle,
mm-hmm,
but then Geno Smith walks. I don't know what you got offensively there. I don't trust Kyler Murray at all. I'll just lay my cards on the table there. San Francisco, I think paying for Brock Purdy was a terrible mistake.
I agree.
And I think that leaves one team standing. I really like the Los Angeles Rams this season. Like,
yeah,
maybe Super Bowl like them.
Oh, really?
Really.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't think you would go that far.
Yeah, I went that far.
I like the Rams, too. I don't know if it's Super Bowl. One of my favorite quarterbacks of all time is Matthew Stafford. I mean, the guy is just a slinger of the ball. He can throw the ball 80 yards and just, I mean, it's just, and now with Puka as well, that's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, San Fran, I was never a fan of Brock Purdy. I think he's like the most middle of the pack quarterback I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, he's right at 18 to 20. He doesn't do anything special. He's a check down merchant. He just does what they need to do, which is like, I respect. Like, I respect it, but I will never say you're a good quarterback if you're just check downs, you're throwing the ball to George Kittle, you know, and then George Kittle does the rest of the work. You're handing the ball off to McCaffrey. Got a good offensive line.
Brock Purdy, and this isn't an insult. This is just what it is. He is the next Kirk Cousins. He is going to make a ton of money.
Yeah.
To not be in big games.
No.
Because you can't, if you're paying Brock Purdy $60 million, you can't pay the guys who need to do the work to lift Brock Purdy in those big moments. If we're doing 1 through 32 ranking NFL quarterbacks, if we're doing 1 through 100 ranking NFL quarterbacks, he is a top 32 quarterback.
Yeah.
He is a starter in the National Football League.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Also, if you pay him that much money, you will never be a contender. And that's the Kirk Cousins story, too.
Yeah.
He is a top 32 quarterback in the National Football League. But if you're paying a guy who's in the 20 to 30 club $60 million a year, you will never be a contender.
At what point are you San Fran? Is it, I mean, 3 years? If you haven't gone to the playoffs in 3 years, do you let him go? Or is it sooner than that?
Well, you're locked in now with the new contract. You got to give him 3 years. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
He gets three more.
I wouldn't have extended the contract.
Nope.
I would not. I mean,
your one advantage, you have Kyle Shanahan. He's a genius. He can find quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Let him find. I know that's scary. Let him go find a quarterback, though.
That's what I'm saying. He had that one playoff push, but like, look at the team around him.
When he was on a rookie contract.
Yeah.
When they could spend on the team around him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think San Francisco had a chance to be kind of like the Eagles in a way, but I just think I think they spent the money wrong. I think that's just this comes down to it.
And we stole their assistant GM, so.
That also helped a lot.
That helps a lot.
Shout out AP. in Seattle, I don't know how you feel. I mean, Arizona, I have my thoughts about Arizona. I like Kyler Murray just because he's a little guy, and I like the little guys.
I want to like Kyler Murray.
Yeah, he's inconsistent. Very inconsistent.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, hey, here we go. That's a top 15 quarterback.
Yeah.
And then other times I'm like, oh, there's the 32 quarterback.
Pete Kyler Murray can hang with Lamar and company. Mm-hmm. No question.
Yeah, for
sure. He's that good, Pete Kyler Murray.
It could be a confidence issue.
Yeah.
I want him to give the ball to Marvin Harrison more. Trey McBride, too.
Love Marvin Harrison.
Me, too. I'm not going to spend too much time on the Cardinals. The Seahawks are weird, too. I think JSN's nice, but I don't know. I've never trusted Sam Darnold, even when he was on the Vikings.
This feels weird. Like, the one thing, like, Sam Darnold, we have this body of work that says he's not good. He's with Kevin O'Connell, quarterback whisperer, in a great system.
Yep.
In the spot where Kirk Cousins succeeded the most, and he succeeds the most, and then like Kirk says, that means I'm worth a lot of money, and they say, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And that's all I need to know. That's all I need to know is that they didn't want to pay him the money.
I mean, and Minnesota should be like almost idol, or San Francisco should be idolizing Minnesota.
Absolutely.
Like, and that's the only reason why I think JJ McCarthy is going to be actually good because of Kevin O'Connell.
Yes,
that's the only reason.
If you're a mid quarterback, you should be begging your agent to get you to Minnesota.
Yeah,
immediately.
Oh my God, yeah.
To get you take the pay cut. It'll be worth it when you cash the big check to suck somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. and then you have like that Minnesota defense who can carry you to win, and you don't have to throw for 300 yards every game.
No question.
You know? So
I don't know what to make of Seattle at all. I love the Rams. Rams 1. Give me Cardinals 2, Seahawks 3, Niners 4. I think big regression's coming in San Francisco.
Wow, you really like the Cardinals too. I like that. I like that. I like that ballsy pick. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go Rams. I'm going to go Seahawks.
Yeah.
I'm going to go San Fran. I'm going to go Cardinals.
I think it's a very defensible selection.
This is tough, man. It could go. I think the Rams are 1, and then those 2 to 4, it's like, yeah, it can go either way. It depends on injuries and stuff like that, but it's tough. It's up in the air.
Well, don't go anywhere. We're going to solve the world's problems and discuss the NFC North later this morning. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, Net 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app, and we're checking in one last time with our guy Griffin for NFL preview series. Seven divisions down, and this is incredible. All of your picks have been exactly right so far. So we're all awaiting.
Yeah.
Round number 8.
Exactly.
The exact results of the season. He's got the script.
We're
in the NFC North, which was, I would argue, the best division in football last year. I know you can make the case. Commanders and Eagles obviously both made it to the NFC title game. But I think full season-long dominance, I think it belonged to the NFC North. That was a good division.
Yeah, I think it's the best division in football last year, and I think it will probably be the best division in football this year is probably going to be my take. And I don't think it will be close. I think all these teams have somewhat of a chance to make the playoffs. And yes, Bears, I'm including you too as well.
No, I'm with you on that. With three playoff teams last year, and we can buzz down this list here real quick because they all have at least some question marks that don't scare me away, but lead me to believe that you could forecast a drop-off for him. The Lions lose both coordinators. That's a real thing that they're going to have to bounce back from. With the Vikings, obviously, quarterback transition. I'm not scared about having to replace Sam Darnold, but to do it, you know, with J.J. McCarthy, he's a young guy. Packers, the Jordan Love question mark. Are they investing enough in their skill players? Any of those three you're forecasting a drop-off for?
I don't know necessarily. Yeah, probably a drop-off, I guess, in a way, is the Detroit Lions. I can see probably the floor being, you know, 10-7, right?
Like floor.
9-8, right?
Floor. That,
yeah.
I mean, is that the highest floor in football?
It has to be, right? I mean, maybe the Bills' floor would be 11-6 or something like that.
That's fair.
You know, but Detroit, yeah, I mean, 10-7, 8-9, 9-8 kind of deal right there. That's probably what I would say. I've seen a lot of people say that the Lions will drop off, but I just don't like when they say drop off and the Lions are still a dominant force. Like, they may not be as good as they were last year due to the coordinators being gone, but I like the Lions a lot, and especially in this division. But it's tough. It's tough.
If the Chiefs win 13 games this year, it's not a drop off. They're still excellent. If the Lions win 13 games this year, it's not a drop-off. They're still an excellent team playing good football. Give me the quick Bears take here, because 5 wins last year, it's a dysfunctional franchise. We're not here to sugarcoat it. All the reporting, Caleb Williams didn't want to go there in the draft, and yet he's talented, and they got themselves the coach that everybody's been looking for these last couple of years, Commanders included.
Yeah, I was kind of upset with Ben Johnson when he... Well, first, I don't know if you heard about this. He wasn't going to start Jane Daniels if he came to Washington. And Ben Johnson is one of those coaches that I wanted. I'm glad we got Dan Quinn. Want to put that out there before anybody attacks me. Very happy we got Dan Quinn.
I'm not, so we can hash that out if we need to.
Oh, we can hash it out.
Okay. I think they should have gone with an offensive coach, because I worry that when Cliff Kingsbury leaves, they will be in for a rough season at a key moment in Jaden Daniels' development.
I think... what I'll say is the Washington Commanders got really lucky on how good Jaden Daniels is, because if Jaden Daniels wasn't as good as he is, then we can say, oh, I don't know if Dan Quinn is a good enough coach because how defensive he is. But right now, when you look at it, who's the better side when you look at offense or defensive side? I'd probably say offense. And so thank God we have a defensive-minded coach for a not-so-good defensive side. But how good is the offense without Cliff Kingsbury is the question.
That is the question, and I think we may find that out next year.
Unfortunately.
If they have success this year. But for the Bears, they get Ben Johnson. I agree with you that hype is no indication that there will be success here.
Yep.
I loved Caleb coming out, and yet I don't know that I can put my full trust and belief in him. I still think they win more than 5 this year.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I think I have the Bears. I have them right here. I have the Bears winning 7 games. They got a tough schedule.
I like that. I can get on board with that. It's a step forward. I think they could get to 8 or 9.
So the projected over-under win total, and I'll let you, is 8.5. Are you going to go over or under that?
I am probably going under that. I can see them winning the 9, but I think you got to go under in that division too.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are expecting a Vikings step back and a Lions step back.
I don't see it.
The Bears are just also young.
Yeah.
I mean, besides Keenan Allen, right, and DJ, but they have Luther coming out, Roma's Adunze, Ben Johnson's first-year head coach, Caleb Williams, obviously. They're young, and so they're going to take some time. So I think, again, and this is, again, people are going to be like, oh, the Bears are 7-10. That's not good. I'm like, guys, that's pretty good. Like, that's good from where you guys have been.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'll say Bears. I think I'll have Bears finishing fourth, but I'll definitely be cheering for the Bears because I would love to see maybe a cool playoff push from Caleb Williams.
I like Caleb Williams. I am rooting for Kyler Murray Club. I am rooting for Kyler Murray to have success.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
No.
No.
Would you pick Drake May over Caleb Williams?
No. No. Caleb's more talented.
Yeah.
You got to go for... And this is why I liked Jaden. I love high ceilings.
Yeah.
I think if you end up with a Brock Purdy or a Kirk Cousins, good for you. You'll win games. You'll make the playoffs. I just think you got to swing for the big prize anytime you get a chance. I don't think Drake May is a swing for the big prize move. I think that's a let's win 9 games a year and keep everybody happy.
Very mediocre.
Yeah. And that's better than losing. Like, that'll get the fans out. You'll be on the graphic. You'll be in the hunt.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah.
You're not going any further than that.
And a team that we didn't talk about at all is the team that Green Bay.
Yeah.
Give
me the Green Bay rundown here, because I kind of need a Green Bay rundown.
I have them at, so 10-7. That's what I have them at.
Playoff appearance.
Playoff appearance, 10-7. They can come in second or third.
Mm-hmm.
It's between Minnesota. It's how good J.J. McCarthy is. Again, it's Kevin O'Connell. That's why I trust in Kevin. Their projected win total is 9.5.
Over.
I think so, too.
Game I'm potentially the most excited about in the early season, Packers-Commanders, week 2. I just think that's a really good measuring stick game.
Is that home or away?
It's in Lambeau, and it's a Thursday night.
Oh, boy.
So coming off of week 1, it's the quick turnaround in Lambeau the Thursday night. The deck stacked against them. That's the measuring stick.
Yeah, that'll tell us.
Two teams that were both make the playoffs good last year, but not better, take out the NFC title run. I mean, these guys... Them and the Packers were fighting over those seeds on the last day of the season, measuring how they improved this offseason.
Yeah, and I mean Green Bay, I'm not really impressed with who they have on their roster. I think Jordan Love's a good quarterback. I think, again, I'm not going to put him in the Kyle Murray situation like you've been saying. I think he's a little better than that. But I don't see a playoff push from Jordan Love. I can't see him being like, oh, the guy. This is the guy who wins games at Lambeau. I just can't see it yet.
I'm waiting. The jury's very much still out on him, which will make this season extra fun. Griffin's here. NFC North, final set of predictions here.
Yep.
1-4.
We're going to go Detroit, Minnesota, Green Bay, and Chicago. I think this is a 3-team playoff, so I think Green Bay gets in.
I am going to go 2-team playoff, and I am going to say the Packers take the step forward, and I'm going to say the Vikings are the second playoff team. I've got the Lions with 9 wins on the outside looking in, and then the Bears.
Wow.
I think the Lions will continue to be good, but the rest of the division's really good. I think that little step back will be enough to derail them.
That's fun. That's actually really fun.
All right. Well, it's been fun. Thank you for joining us for this.
Thank you for having me.
Griffin will be with us at training camp in July. Wear shorts, wear t-shirts.
Come
ready. But we're going to have some good interviews. It'll be a lot of fun. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105. Be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. In the books with our NFL early predictions ahead of training camp. We'll look back and we'll laugh because last year at this time, I said, I think the Jets make some noise with Aaron Rodgers and make the playoffs. That was an incorrect prediction. I've got the Chargers and the Rams. I've got LA. I believe in LA this year. We will see if LA disappoints me. Stubb, you made a list here. The New York Times is doing a thing of the best movies of the 21st century. So this is movies that have been released since 2000. You're my movie guy.
You got me hip to this.
I mean,
would like to first share your list.
Yeah, so I texted you and I said, have you heard about this? You said, yes. I said, well, I made my own list, not to brag, but, you know, I'm a bit of a cinephile myself.
And then you picked two movies five times each, being Super Babies, Baby Geniuses 2, which I have seen, and it is quite bad.
Yes.
And then the John Travolta Mafia movie that I can't pronounce.
Geely. With J-Lo.
Which I've heard is quite
when horrific. When it was released, it was like, this might be the worst movie of the century. And I think it has stood the test of time. I haven't seen it, but I'll take everybody else's word for it.
But you haven't seen Super Babies 2?
I've not seen Super Babies 2.
That was a VHS classic in the Carlson household.
Be kind. Rewind. Is it notably worse than Super Babies 1?
Well, it's Baby Geniuses and then Baby Geniuses 2. They're only super in the second one.
No, they weren't super in the first one.
I think, yes. I think I have seen both. I remember the super one because I was like four and I was like, whoa.
All right. Well, I implicitly trust you on all things movies. So
thank you.
Give me your top 10, give your top 10 movies of the 21st century and I will tell you if I have seen them or not.
And if you like agree?
Well, I don't think I'm in a position to agree or disagree because this would be like me trying to like really break down second round NBA draft picks today. Like there's some things I just
I understand.
Like I was tracking with the draft until the late end of the round. I was like, we're out of my range here. We're gonna be out of my range here after probably about movie number one here.
So I'll say I made this list in 5 minutes.
Okay.
And it's mostly my favorites, but I think
that's the point.
My taste is perfect. So
that's the point.
Therefore, it's a perfect list. Yes. Number one, Birdman.
Is this in order?
No.
Okay.
I it's in no particular order at all. But the first one on my list is Birdman.
Birdman was like filmed in one. I remember this is like filmed in one take.
It looks like it's filmed in one take.
Hollywood magic. They get you with that. Birdman was a good movie. I approve of this.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Best Michael Keaton performance. The cinematography is really good. The jazz is really good. I love that movie. Next up is the only one you've talked about, which is WALL-E.
I freaking love WALL-E. WALL-E came out. Well, I love the Pixar movies. The Incredibles is the best Pixar movie, but WALL-E is a great movie and foreshadowed Amazon.com. The company in that movie is Amazon.
Well, I haven't seen a spaceship with Amazon on the side yet.
You haven't seen the Amazon guy launch a ship into space?
Oh, I
really?
Guess, with Katy Perry.
Interesting. Interesting that you haven't seen that recently.
I forgot that's what...
Oh,
I'm just not Katy Perry, so it doesn't ring a bell to me.
Yep, okay. Great movie.
Other animated movie I have here is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
There's so many Spider-Man movies.
This is the best one. That's a hot take.
All right. I don't know enough to agree or disagree with you other than to say it was a good Spider-Man movie.
The evidence in my point is there are so many animated movies that look like it now and that didn't before. And that's a good sign.
I vaguely know the Spider-Man thing, which is there are two companies that are allowed to make Spider-Man movies.
Sony and Disney.
But Sony is only allowed to keep making Spider-Man movies if they keep making Spider-Man movies.
That is correct.
If they take like 2 years off from making a Spider-Man movie, they can't make one anymore.
Yeah, and the extended universe of characters is a whole other thing.
Of course.
That's a nightmare.
Yes.
That I don't fully understand. Next is Moonrise Kingdom.
Okay.
My favorite Wes Anderson movie. One where it's like a little... The kids and they're at camp and they fall in love. It's really cute. I adore
Wes Anderson on the list. Full agree there. Yeah, you're doing well.
Thank you. The Social Network, David Fincher.
Damn.
The Facebook movie.
What if it wasn't the Facebook? What if it was
drop the it's cleaner.
Just Facebook.
Thanks, Justin Timberlake. recently announced sequel in the works.
Oh.
Directed by Aaron Sorkin.
We're going to need to get an update on Face Off 2 at some point as well. Feels we talked about that a long time
ago. That is in the oven. next up is La La Land, a movie I adore.
First movie I haven't seen on the list.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm aware of
that's
it.
That's a must-watch.
The song and, you know.
Well, there's many songs. It's a musical.
Yes.
So I don't know what the song is.
Well, there was the one that was like on top 40 radio for a while.
Was it?
Yes. I believe one of the songs from La La Land crossed over to top 40 radio.
But many scenes are some of my favorite scenes ever. Next is my favorite movie of all time, Baby Driver. I've seen it 50 times.
Baby Driver. Minimum.
Baby Driver.
Baby Driver.
Yes. Are you hip?
No.
So, an Edgar Wright movie, the guy that did Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead.
Okay.
Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
I am familiar with this, yes.
The bit is it's a getaway car driver.
Okay.
And he's got tinnitus, you know, the ringing in your ear thing.
Yeah.
So he's always listening to music on his different iPods.
Okay.
But the trick with this movie is is every footstep and every action is in beat to the music that is playing in his ear at the time.
This is like a movie for movie lovers.
Yeah, it's like an action car scene, but like the you run past a barrier and it's whooshing on beat to a Queen song.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of magical to watch.
That's for the movie lovers.
Beautiful experience. Next up, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah, I had to pick an artsy one. Yeah, I get that.
It's a good movie.
Sure. Good.
Fantastic performances across the board. Okay. Next up, Everything Ever All at Once.
Have not seen.
Great movie. It's the best multiverse movie. We get all these lame superhero movies doing it. It's one that takes that story and makes it like interesting and heartfelt.
Okay.
I think it's the best movie of the decade so far.
Ooh.
Of the 20s.
There's the
and
take.
It's not particularly close.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Super substantial movie. And then finally, Whiplash.
Okay.
Yeah. Another banger. Just Miles Teller and J.K. Simmons.
I like
absolutely crushed.
We got
that
a good mix of casual movies that you can watch, you know, with the popcorn and movies you gotta really
lock in for.
Whiplash
is a lock in movie.
Whiplash that's not
is a you need to unwind after kind of movie.
That's not a watch on a plane movie.
No.
That's a lock in. We're gonna watch some cinema tonight movie.
And that's my list.
That's the top movies of the 21st century.
According to me.
Yeah, well, I don't know who else I would ask, so nicely done.
Thank you.
Stubbs here. Stubb will be holding it down while we're gone. Stubb and Hayes will be playing Best of MP on the mic. I know what you're saying. How does it get better than this? But it does, because it's nothing but bangers for the next 3 weeks. It's the Best of MP on the mic.
Nothing
and then
bangers.
We're back at training camp, which is always a great show, which would be a ton of fun. So thank you for sharing your list. Thank you, Griffin, for making the predictions. We're going to put a bow on this thing, get out of here. We're back tomorrow after we do. AWOD Radio is noon to 3. We'll be right back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.